KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local, presents The On-Air Chat. And now, here are your hosts, Aaron Harder and Ron Thomas.
And welcome once again to The On-Air Chat, KVOE AM 1400, 96.9 FM. Ron Thomas hosting today, Aaron Harder unavailable, but Aaron will be back next week. And a very important topic today, and a lot of good information to share, courtesy of our friends at Lyon County State Bank, because we're going to be talking about fraud and maybe more importantly, fraud protection, and how you can maybe save yourself a lot of heartache and some money possibly down the road. And unfortunately, this is something that we really have to deal with, because fraud and the scammers, they are out there in full force, and they're very creative in what they do. So you might think you have a grasp and a handle on everything, but there's something different, it seems like, coming our way each and every day. We hear about it, and right now it's really tough to come across someone who has not been touched by some kind of scamming fraud, whether you have had to deal with it personally or know of someone who has dealt with that. So let's dive deeper into the topic here this morning. We'd like to welcome Terry Zumbrun. Terry is a retail manager at Lyon County State Bank. Terry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, Ron. Thank you.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, thanks for taking some time to join us. And Kim Lippert. Kim is, perfectly for our program today, a fraud specialist at Lyon County State Bank. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for having us.
Well, thanks for being here, and thanks for sharing some information on a topic that, well, affects us all, and unfortunately in some shape or fashion. And let's, I guess, deal with this morning account fraud and identity theft protection. And Kim, you're the fraud specialist, and let's kind of do an overview here first. And Lyon County State Bank wants to share some information here about, scamming, how you can protect yourself. So I would assume you're a pretty busy person.
I am busy, unfortunately.
I know that. So scammers, the tricks of the trade, seems like there's something new you deal with every day, too.
There is. The fraud is coming in all directions anymore. Technology has changed so much over the years of banking. So we're seeing scams via text message, phone calls, and emails. So we want to protect our community from fraud.
Now, I don't think there's any way, Kim, that banks can protect us 100%, but you can get a good start, right?
Right. And we just want to give you some tips on what to look for, some red flags.
And you know, you can work together with Lyon County State Bank. All this information available to your customers?
Yes.
I mean, do you have that like on your website?
Yes. We have information there, and then you can always call us.
Okay.
At Lyon County State Bank, 620-342-3523.
And Terry, are there some things that you tell your clients to immediately look for when it comes to scamming, or there's some basic rules?
And there definitely are basic rules, and that is to certainly use caution. If it's not familiar to you, never click on a link that's inside an email or a text message. Never give out your PIN number, passwords, allow someone access to that information. And I think that's first and foremost.
Well, let's talk about some of the common issues and solutions, and there are a number of them. Kim, what are some of the scamming issues that people need to be aware of?
Well, with text messages, they're sending those out, and they're asking you to click on a link, and we never want you to do that. They're going to be asking you for your personal information, and we want to make sure you're not doing that. They use fear-inducing language to try to pressure you into giving out the information. So if you ever have any concerns, just trust your gut, and you can always hang up on the caller. We suggest just deleting the text message, deleting any emails that you don't feel comfortable with. Or call us directly just to walk
so
you
is that,
through that.
Is that the phishing aspect of things? Is that the terminology there?
Yes. Phishing is where a scammer impersonates a business or person to trick you into giving out personal information.
Okay. What about phone calls? That's still happening too?
Yes. And don't rely on caller ID, because spoofing is when a caller disguises the information on your caller ID. So it may look like the bank is calling you and asking for information, but we will never do that. Banks will never ask you for that information.
Yeah, you see that on your caller ID all the time now. You think it's someone you know, and it's actually not them.
Right.
When you go. So yeah. That's is something that they use right now. What about false sense of urgency, Kim?
Yes, the scammers count on you to feel pressured into giving them information, and we don't want you to give in to that pressure.
Sometimes it's tough to do, though, isn't it?
Right.
I mean, you get they're pretty good at what they do.
Yes.
They're pretty successful, so you really have to take some time to know exactly what's coming your way. And, Terry, as far as solutions go to some of these issues, what do we start with?
We certainly want you to slow down and think about what the person on the phone or in a text message is asking. I think phone calls are the ones that really get to people, because they are being threatened oftentimes with some kind of legal action. And so they're worried about that, or that their utility is going to be shut off or some other cost is going to happen to them. So we certainly don't want them to feel pressured into giving immediately information that they may know on some level is something they don't want to do. Though, like Kim said, hanging up on the individual, turning around and calling what they know is a legitimate phone number for either the bank or the business is wise.
So you talked about this earlier. Don't click links.
Don't
How
click
important
links.
Is that?
Clicking links can certainly lead to malware on your computer and some other kind of fictitious link that will lead you to not the link for the business that you think it is to be for. So if it says it's from Lyon County State Bank and you click on the link, it's not taking you to the Lyon County State Bank. It's taking you to the fraudster's link. And that's where things begin.
And once they begin, it is tough to slow it down, isn't it? Kim, I mean, what do you do? I mean, if the process has started and then you realize, oh, my gosh, this isn't what I thought it was going to be, I need to, well, number one, contact you then,
right? Contact us directly. We have a fraud center that monitors transactions for us 24 hours a day, so they will stop things for us. But contact us immediately. We may have to close your account, help you establish a new one, get you new online banking, new debit card, those types of things. But we'll work with you on that and try to make it the easiest process as possible.
Yeah, and hopefully that they've not been able to get any money out of your account before you start this, but sometimes that's not the case, right?
Sometimes that does happen, and we will help you dispute those charges that are not authorized.
And you, unfortunately, I assume, have seen this happen quite a few times?
Yes. Yeah. We do deal with fraud every day.
Well, that's obviously something. That's why we're here.
Right.
To maybe give some people ideas of what to look for. Now, we've all heard this before, but I don't think we can stress this enough, and that's providing personal information. Kim, never do that, huh?
Right. Never give out your PIN number, your passwords, social security numbers, access codes that may have been sent to you via text message or email or a phone call.
So same with sensitive information there, too. And what are you talking about as far as sensitive information goes?
Definitely social security number, account numbers, debit card numbers, even things like your date of birth or other types of things.
Never pass that on.
No.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Okay. And Terry, talk about family safe words. And this is something I know that we've had a campaign through the Kansas Association of Broadcasters saying family code words can be very important and be very effective.
Absolutely. And this comes into play oftentimes with the grandparent scam. So grandson, granddaughter calls, says, "Grandma, Grandpa, I am in trouble. I need money, but I don't want to tell my parents." Yeah. So they may have personal information that is so spot on, but by having a safe word, you can ask for that safe word, and if they don't know the safe word, then it's not them.
And just hang up.
It's
important to be able to hang up even if the conversation doesn't go very far, right?
Absolutely.
If you're not sure, of even if it might sound legit, and they certainly make it sound legit, don't they?
They do, and that's why people get in trouble, because they want to help. And that's what the fraudsters are banking on, is that they can convince this individual enough that they're going to believe their story and do what they ask them to do.
We have special guests from Lyon County State Bank in talking about protecting yourself, account fraud, identity theft protection, and we have more of that information to get to. This is the On Air Chat, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Bruce Davis Construction, your go-to guys when you need commercial dirt work. From demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction, proud to be involved in recent construction jobs, including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendale, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001. Join KVOE for In the Garden.
Watching the flowers and being able to garden.
Thursdays at 11.05 a.m. with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael.
Fresh vegetables from the garden.
KVOE, 1400 a.m. and 96.9 FM. Live. If it grows.
Seeing all that emerge, start over again.
It's In the Garden and local.
KVOE live and local, and time now for a look at headlines. Being brought to you by Jan Utek with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. She has the experience to get the job done in today's real estate market. Give Jan a call at 620-343-5100. Now from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom and a look at all the latest local headlines, here is Chuck Samples.
Good morning, everybody. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment continues its investigation after a fish kill near Emporia, basically near the Rocky Ford Bridge. KDHE says hundreds of buffalo, drum, channel cat, and carp were found near Roads P to Roads 150 this past Thursday. And again, the investigation continues. Pre-trial and arraignment next in the court process for Adonis Daly, accused of vehicular murder in Lyon County stemming from a fatal crash over a year ago. Daly's next hearing is coming up on August 30th. And a stream advisory continues for two Lyon County creeks after extremely heavy rainfall earlier this month involving portions of Hill Creek and 142 Mile Creek southeast of Allen. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team. Sunshine today with a high of 92, light south breeze. Clear in 69 for tonight's low. Tomorrow, touch warmer at 94, more sunshine. And Friday, sunny skies with a high of 93. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
Currently, we do have a light southwest breeze, sunny skies, 82 degrees at KVOE live and local. Headlines are brought to you this hour by Jan Utek with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. For buying or selling a home or property, contact Jan at 620-343-5100.
Welcome back to the On Air Chat. Ron Thomas hosting today, and we're talking about ways to protect yourself from account fraud, identity theft, Lyon County State Bank. We have the experts from LCSB here with us. Terry Zumbrum, retail manager, and Kim Lippert, fraud specialist from Lyon County State Bank. Good to have these ladies in. They've already shared a lot of good information, but let's go into specifically account fraud this morning, Kim. And there are some tips to help avoid account fraud, and what are some of the basic points we need to look at?
So one tip that we'll recommend is that you read your monthly statement and review all the transactions and report it immediately if you see something you don't recognize. We do offer free online banking services where you can check your transactions at any time of the day and then report that much quicker to us.
What about donating to charities?
Be very cautious on who you're donating to, because there is a lot of fraud there as well.
Yeah, and you mentioned free online banking. How important is that, using it online banking?
Online banking is a great tool that we offer. And then within our app, you can set text alerts on different types of transactions to notify you immediately.
Well, with Lyon County State Bank, people, you know, obviously that you're dealing with their money. And what kind of security, you know, do you offer? It's safe, obviously. You're taking every, basically making sure that the customer comes first and they're as safe as they can possibly be.
It is extremely safe. It's a great product that we offer.
So you go to great lengths then to make sure that you're up to date. And that is almost a full-time thing, too, I would assume, Terry, is making sure that, the system that you're using
is
nothing's totally foolproof, but doing everything you possibly can.
Yeah. Between our core processor and our IT specialists, they keep on top of everything.
What about, Terry, shredding documents? Is that still something we need to look at doing?
Absolutely. You never know what kind of personal information might wind up in your trash and becomes victim of the next identity theft or scam. So shredding documents is still a very important process.
Well, online shopping is something that we all do, and it seems just to be part of life now. And when you're shopping online, obviously your debit cards, your credit cards come into play. Terry, how serious is this? I mean, people, get credit card statements that have something that you have no idea what it is. This happens to everyone, I think.
It does, and ironically, it just happened to me, my credit card, so I'm very frustrated about that. But our fraud departments do a great job of alerting customers and asking them to let us know right away whether or not that transaction is a valid transaction or not, which oftentimes allows the decline of a transaction rather than the approval. So although they will need to get a new card because it's been compromised, at least that charge was stopped in its tracks. And in terms of online shopping, my advice is to always shop reputable companies, do your research, make sure that it does include the HTTPS for that secure shopping experience, and be cautious about companies' websites that appear to be your reputable company. There have been customers that have Googled, say, Microsoft, and they've gotten the wrong Microsoft. So just be really cautious when you're trying to find that right customer service phone number and purchasing through a reputable website.
So it is important to look for that HTTPS then?
It is.
At the beginning of the website?
It is.
If that's not there, stay away.
Stay away.
Don't travel down that path. All right. Well, Kim, how important is it to have proper passwords?
It's very important to have a good password and to keep your information safe. So password protect all your devices, like your laptops, computers, cell phones, and always pick a good password that no one else will know.
That's very tough for people to do.
I know.
Because it seems like we need a different password then for everything, and my memory is not what it used to be, and even if it was what it used to be, it's tough to remember all those passwords, if you have a good password, because sometimes they can get complex.
Right.
Yeah.
That is exactly true.
But still the most popular password, I think I just saw a survey, and it's like 123456 is still like the most popular one out there.
And we recommend not to use that one.
Stay away from that. A, B, C, D, E, F.
Right.
Credit reports, Terry, good to look at those.
Absolutely.
Every so often.
It sure is. And as a reminder, you can receive your credit report once a year for free from all three vendors by using the annualcreditreport.com. And be cautious of that, too, because if a website is asking you to pay, it's not the right one. But being able to review the accounts that are listed there to make sure that they're all yours. And if there's anything that is inaccurate about your credit report, you may dispute them with each of those vendors.
Terry, what about using public access Wi-Fi.
If you're going to use public access, certainly don't do any kind of shopping or logging into private sites because those are easily hacked.
You never know whose eyes. Yeah.
Exactly. You never know who's watching. So we do not recommend that you use public access for those types of things.
Yeah, make sure you watch that. Good tips on account fraud. Anything else on the account front, Kim, we need to mention here?
Avoid money scams that are too good to be true. Don't agree to deposit a check and wire money back. So, unfortunately, there's those types of scams out there as well. And then know who you're dealing with.
Yeah, that's important. So, yeah, great tips on account fraud. Again, Lyon County State Bank, Kim Lippert and Terry Zumbrum are our guests here this morning as we talk about account fraud and identity theft. And stay with us. We'll be back with more right after this.
Bruce Davis Construction, your go-to guys when you need commercial dirt work. From demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction, proud to be involved in recent construction jobs, including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendale, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001. From Game 1 to Game 162, you can hear the Kansas City Royals all season long on KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Cheer on your boys in blue, live and local.
Hey, ball!
KVOE, live and local, and time now for a look at sports headlines, being brought to you by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive. Call 620-342-2613. When your car needs help, you don't have to go where anyone tells you. Go where you want. Now from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom and a look at all the sports you need, here is Blake Griffs.
Well, last night it was the Arizona Diamondbacks' turn to get a big inning and have it stick. Arizona never trailed after scoring three in the first. 6-2 victory over the Royals last night. Royals starter Alec Marsh did stabilize, save the bullpen a bit, but he did not make it past the fifth inning. He took the loss, gave up five hits and five runs in the five-inning appearance. Rubber matches tonight between the D-backs and the Royals. Pregame at 6:30, first pitch at 7:10 tonight right here on KVOE. Emporia State Football in Kansas City yesterday, 2024 MIAA Football Media Day. Hornets picked fourth in the preseason coaches poll, sixth in the preseason media poll. Central Missouri, the preseason pick by both the coaches and the media to win the league in 2024. Pittsburgh State was second in both polls, and they got the rest of the first-place votes. And Northwest Missouri is selected to return somewhat to form. They're the preseason number three team in both polls. Brooklyn Nets forward Jalen Wilson, the NBA's Summer League MVP. Former Kansas native helped the Nets go 3-2 in the NBA 2K25 Summer League. He shot 55% from outside the arc, averaged 22 points, 5 rebounds, an assist, and just under a steal per game over the 5-game summer stretch. And Kansas State senior golfer Cooper Schultz shot a 3-under-67. He qualified for the 124th U.S. Amateur during sectional qualifying on Monday at Brook Hollow Golf Club in Dallas, Texas. That's sports. From the KVOE Sports Desk, I'm Blake Cripps.
Thank you, Blake. Sports headlines brought to you today by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive at 708 Lantern Lane. For more information, visit thurstonsplusautobody.com or you can find them on Facebook.
And welcome back to the On Air Chats. Ron Thomas hosting today, and some good information you've been hearing from our friends at Lyon County State Bank, Terry Zumbrum, retail manager, and Kim Lippert, fraud specialist. We've been talking about identity theft and also account fraud, and just finished up with some great information, some tips on what to look for as far as account fraud. And now we want to travel down the identity theft path here this morning. And Tara, I guess let's lead off with what exactly is identity theft? How is that defined?
That is defined as a criminal using someone else's personally identifiable information to commit a crime. Oftentimes, it results in a financial gain for that fraudster.
Now, what exactly do they want when we've got scammers out there looking to grab your identity? What specifically, Terry, are they looking for?
They are generally looking for information they can use in order to become your identity, which includes Social Security numbers, account numbers, credit card information, driver's license, your personal information about friends and family could also be included in that, and personal and private information about you.
All right. And Kim, let's talk about maybe how we can recognize signs of identity theft. Are there some specific signs out there we can look towards?
So if you receive bills for something you didn't purchase, that would be a sign. Receive phone calls from debt collectors about accounts that you didn't authorize. Or you see information on your credit report for accounts that you didn't authorize. You get denied for credit applications and notice that your mail is missing from your mailbox or stops being delivered.
Oh, really? I mean, so mail missing from your mailbox, huh?
It could be part of it.
Man, oh, man. So, and once your identity is gone, I mean, getting that taken care of, Terry, what kind of a process is that to go through?
Well, as you can imagine, and I've had customers that have had accounts opened in their name, like credit cards opened in their name that have been then charged up, and that affects your credit. So all of that has to be disputed through the credit card company and then followed up by monitoring your credit report. So again, so important to be watching those things. I think financial institutions as a whole and when they're issuing credit, are really looking for those things. So I've had friends that have also received a call from a bank that says, did you apply for a credit card? And they're going, no, I did not. So it's nice to see that there are things in place that are thwarting those kind of activities, but they are still happening. So important to keep on top of it.
Kim, what about some tips, I guess, to avoid identity theft? Are there some major tips we can look at?
So, like we've said before, reviewing your credit card and bank statements regularly. Review your credit reports annually. One thing you can do is limit what you share on social media also. It's a way for fraudsters to get your information.
So what about a password manager? What's utilization of that exactly mean? Is that something you recommend?
We have used password managers. Okay. Just be sure that the password manager process that you choose is a good one. I think most customers will have a computer that has that password management function with a password protected.
So it is
entry.
It is something good that you can look at then?
You can, yes.
Okay. What about hopping on social media? A lot of people on Instagram, a lot of people on TikTok, a lot of people on Facebook. How important is it, Kim, to watch what we're sharing?
Exactly. Be very careful because they can use that information to steal your identity in a way.
So what do we look at as far as putting – basically what you just mentioned as far as not sharing this stuff publicly, birth dates. Well, of course, birthdays are out there, obviously, but what else? I mean, is that just some of the basics you just don't want to put out there is what we look at?
Absolutely. Being cautious about what you share. And not to say that a fraudster will – be able to get all of the information they're looking for in one fell swoop. They may collect a little bit here and a little bit there, and they put it all together, and then they have your whole profile. So it may not be collected in one transaction, so to speak.
Well, at Lyon County State Bank, they go to great lengths to make sure that you are protected to the fullest. And Terry, I assume that's turned into kind of a big part of what you do at the bank now. It's making sure people, deposits and their money safe.
Absolutely. And we do train our staff to look for, Kim had mentioned checks previously, look for checks that may be potentially fraudulent checks. So we go to great lengths to train our staff to do that, what to look for on those checks, how to kind of lead into that conversation, because customers don't like to be asked or questioned about it. So, you know, tell me a little bit about this check, and then based on what they tell you, it leads to other questions. You know, did you get a letter with the check? Were you expecting the check? Do you know the party who sent you the check? Scrutinizing the check to see, does the font look different? There's all kinds of things that we train our staff to look at, and they've gotten really good at what they do.
And you offer all the online banking services and apps at Lyon County State Bank?
We absolutely do.
There's a lot of that stuff, too, I mean, to learn.
There is.
As far as being able to provide the services and, you know, a technology changes at the blink of an eye, it seems like. So I assume that you are trained quite often.
We are, every day.
Yes. And what is out there? What's good? A lot of great information Lyon County State Bank offering. And we want to talk, too, before we close out our program today, about something that we want to make sure Lyon County State Bank business customers are aware of. And this is something that is starting today. And Terry, tell us about Positive Pay.
Positive Pay is a program that it uses a web interface that allows customers to submit their files for issued checks. It also supports ACH files. Okay. And talking about fraudulent checks, somebody can steal an account number and a routing number off of the bottom of that check and create their own check, which is not issued by that business, of course. But because it has the right routing number and account number, it can oftentimes go ahead and pass through the account, and it won't be caught until the statement is reviewed by the business. This program allows the business to submit us a file daily, which we then compare with checks that are submitted through in-clearing from other banks. It even can be used through our teller line, so if someone presents a check that was not in the Positive Pay file, it will catch that as well. Now, sometimes those are valid. We deal with that. But it gives us an opportunity to stop the fraud dead in its tracks before it ever becomes a loss.
What a great service. Is this a free service?
From today forward, this is a free service.
That is good to know for Lyon County State Bank business customers. So I'm assuming you're making your business customers aware of this then?
We are going to make our business customers aware of this, absolutely. We feel that it's a great service to offer. And one check is worth it.
Yeah, indeed. So if you're not a Lyon County State Bank business customer, jump on board and take advantage of this.
Absolutely. We'd love to help.
Yeah. So again, all of you out there, whether you're a Lyon County State Bank customer or not, I guess, Kim, it's just important, as you mentioned here on some of your hand-on information, don't take the bait, huh?
Don't take the bait. And just want to let everyone know that fraud affects everyone in our community, all age groups. And don't be embarrassed about fraud and contact your bank immediately.
Yeah.
We're here to help.
Sooner the better, to get stuff taken care of before it spirals out of control. And it can happen fast, too, once it gets going, isn't it, Kim?
It can happen so quick, yes.
Well, great job. Anything else we need to touch on before we exit the program here today? Did we touch on everything?
I think we did.
A lot of good information, identity theft and also account fraud this morning, and we've been talking with Terry Zumbrum, retail manager, and Kim Lippert, fraud specialist, Lyon County State Bank. Just remember, folks, protect yourself and be aware. And that will wrap up our on-air chat program for this morning, brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction for commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more. Call Bruce Davis Construction, 342-5001. We'll have representatives of the Lyon County History Center with us next week on the on-air chat here on KVOE Live and Local.
Your Kansas City Royals play here. KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.